Lecture 14, The First Farmers.
This lecture continues the story from the previous one. I left you in the classic cliff-hanging style at a moment of what appeared to be crisis. The younger Dryas, a drought settling over the southwestern Asian area. In this lecture, I'm going to backtrack a little bit here because it's important to emphasize the importance of environmental change. And I'm going to begin by describing the environmental changes in southwestern Asia after the Ice Age again in a little more detail, because this fostered changes in plant and animal populations in the region. This was the environment of the Natufians, whom we described in Lecture 13. Next, I'm going to talk a little bit more about the impact of this Younger Dryas episode, named after the polar flower, which brought intense drought and triggered major changes in hunter-gatherer lifeways in this region, including, ultimately, the deliberate cultivation of wild grasses. The next two segments of the lecture after that describe early farming settlements, two famous sites. One is a mound village called Abu Huraira in Syria, and the other is the famous biblical city of Jericho in Jordan, which chronicle, the two of them, the sudden dramatic changeover from hunting and collecting to farming. Finally, I'm going to describe the intensive selective hunting of herd animals, which was a prelude to the domestication of goats and sheep. As we saw in Lecture 13, the climate in southwestern Asia after the Ice Age warmed up very considerably, that is, after about 15,000 BC. Forest expanded rapidly. There was more rainfall than today, and many areas became, having been previously somewhat impoverished with clumps of food, richer in plant and animal foods. The eastern Mediterranean coast, which was to become so strategic in later history, lay at this time at the junction of various different climates. The Mediterranean climate, continental climate of Asia, and the monsoon-influenced climates of Mesopotamia and the Indian Ocean. This combination of different climates nurtured a very unique and ever-changing set of ecotones, places where ecological zones meet. These places, usually abundant in food and water supplies, were the places where human populations were densest. And again, here, as we find in other parts of the world, the climate of what's called the early Holocene, holos in Greek, again displaying my classical education, holos in Greek means recent, which is a term used to describe the period after the end of the Ice Age, about 15,000 years ago. The early Holocene climate varied constantly from continental to Mediterranean, from drier to wetter. But initially, after the Ice Age, temperatures warmed up, there was much more forest cover, and the summers were relatively dry. At the same time, the plant cover was much more diverse, with many more wild cereal grasses, which could be harvested in spring after the winter rains. These climatic circumstances, as we saw last time, were extremely favorable for hunter-gatherer societies like the Natufians, who relied on a combination of game and plant foods. They diversified, and in many places they may, by exploiting all these different plant foods, have contributed unconsciously to the diversification of grasses by deliberately firing the vegetation in the dry season.